Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Do remember to share your voice notes before we wrap up the show. Our next conversation is one that you're going to want to participate in. 063-688-0959. Do make sure that you get your voice notes in before the end of the show, just before 8 o'clock. A cheeky question. What's your password? Depending on who you ask, when you ask them, how you ask them, and why you're asking, you could be in for quite a feisty response regarding that question. But I don't ask it to be curious to find out how I can log into your account. I am curious to find out if your security is tight enough. And I say this because we are entering into what is known as a silly season in South Africa. There's a heightened level of crime. Criminals are very smart, and as you would know, they sometimes use scams through transactions and technology that we are all very familiar with. Maybe hacking into your account, maybe even trying to fraudulently go through a transaction and having you authorize it on your phone, asking you as well to confirm a one-time password, or getting into your email account. And once they've done that, that's when they've compromised your security. And unless you have a strong password, multi-factor authentication, and are using a password manager for all your accounts online, then you might find yourself being easily compromised. But it all starts with the initial password. A good friend of the show joins us now to tell us more about this. Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband, to unpack an interesting article that you have on your website regarding South Africa's favorite passwords. Jan, welcome to the show. First things first, for us to even know what South Africa's favorite passwords are, how did we get them? Is there a dictionary?
Good evening. Yeah, you could call it a dictionary because that's what hackers and security professionals, penetration testers and so on would call it a dictionary attack, is where you build a dictionary of passwords and use them against people's accounts, right? So that's why having some of the more common passwords is a very bad idea, because the chances of your account getting hacked then increases tremendously. But yeah, this particular study came from NordPass, and they released the top 200 most common passwords in the world and then broke it down by country.
Oh, wow.
And they were looking at just public data breaches on and dark web repositories for this study. So,
and in English, that means like someone trying to hack into your email, right? Something that's quite easy and accessible because we might have information. Would that be correct?
Sure. So the email is a common one that could be targeted by this, but it could be your social media accounts. It could be your cell phone network accounts. Your banking accounts. Anything where you use a username and password of some sort to log in is vulnerable to attacks that exploit weak passwords. So that's literally everything. Anything that uses a password. So this is why you hear security professionals hammer on about it. Please use a strong password and a unique password for every service that you sign up to.
Got you. And not the same password across platforms, right? Because the truth is, that's also what we want, Jan, a life of ease and not having to remember so many passwords. But convenience and ease and responsibility don't always go hand in hand, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's a saying in security circles that essentially the convenience and security are work against one another. So to make a system more secure, you sacrifice convenience. And that's what happens when you force yourself to use a unique password on every single service that you have, is you sacrifice the convenience of being able to remember one password for everything. But there's a way around that, and that's a password manager, which tries to restore that thing of, okay, remember one strong password to get it to your password manager, and then your password manager remembers all the unique passwords for your various services.
Oh, as long as you don't forget the password for the password manager, because, oh.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But there, you know, like the good old days, it's actually interesting, like how, you know, what is old and what was regarded as a bad system actually turns out to be one of the more secure ways of doing things. And that's good old-fashioned writing it down.
Right.
Writing it down in a little book rather than, you know, keeping it on your phone or on your computer or something like that that can be compromised, writing your password down in a book, as long as it's not on a sticky note against your monitor,
right?
It's fine. So yeah, if you're scared about forgetting your master password, then write it down.
Definitely. Jan, before I keep everyone in suspense, let's get to these passwords, right? Because so many of us think, well, password one is a good one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, password at, and the number one, is actually a good password. But, tell us what the top few passwords are and where we might be caught out.
So, in South Africa, admin has overtaken good old 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 as the most popular password. Yeah, that's terrible. Number three is password. Number four is Kenzo 007, which is extremely weird. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, password one. Password where the A is turned into an at. And the O is turned into a zero. So somebody thinking they can still have the password as password and just change, you know, to some leet speak. And that doesn't work. It's also in the dictionary. Cindy 1 with an S.
Oh, wow.
And Jassy 21 at number 10, followed by Scorpion 1, 2, 3, 4, 11. Yeah, it's a very strange list this year. Junisani at 17, 15, the word capital F, followed by the digits 15 exclamation mark at 18, knowledge 1 at 20. So yeah, it's
intriguing. I must tell you, as I look at the list as well, I'm just like, my goodness, 15, knowledge 1, as you say, pass at 1, 2, 3. And I, as someone who's been there before, calling myself out on this one, I get it, right? You're looking for something of convenience. You want to remember it quickly. But also, just because these are the common passwords doesn't mean they're the only ones that are easy to hack. I've also been cautioned that having the same password across multiple platforms is also problematic, right, Jan?
Right. And that's because if your password gets leaked in one of these data leaks that ends up on the dark web, which is what this whole study is based on, if you've used that password on multiple services, that means that an attacker who gets their hand on that password can break into all your accounts where you've reused that password. Mm. And also, just to highlight something that you said just now, which is that these are just the top 20. And people, you know, you might think that you're being smart by doing things like, so for example, what I've seen people do is go diagonally down the keyboard, right? You go 1QAZ, 2WSX, 3EDC. That's not particularly secure either. Any kind of sequence like that is something that's going to be guessable. And if you try to, you know, even mix that up with, you shift up and you go exclamation mark, or you use the at symbol, or you use the hash and down the keyboard like that, it's the same problem. QWERTY 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is another one that's popular and easily guessable. So this is where a password manager can really help you, because nearly all of them that I've tried have a mechanism built in to generate a random strong password for you. So you don't have to sit there and think up unique passwords. You can just have it generate one for you and remember it.
Yes.
And there you go. You've got a strong password that you can use for whatever service you're signing up to.
And isn't that the point as well? If you can actually remember the password and you're using it across multiple platforms, then you need to do something different. It's a mix of characters, letters, alphanumeric that we actually need to look out for, right?
Yeah, exactly. And a suitably long pass phrase, but also mixing in some special characters in there, I think, to make things slightly harder. So, the one trick that you'll have to sit down and do is either generate a random password as your master password to write down and then memorize it, good old parrot style, or to somehow come up with a unique, unguessable strong password as your master password.
Got you. And it can't be, as you say, unguessable. So it can't be Google is a Kaya Biz presenter. No, that's
it has to be. It has to be completely random. So XKCD. Don't use this now because it's like a popular known one that'll it's probably in dictionary attacks. But it's correct battery horse staple. Example of like random words mashed together. And as South Africans, we've got an advantage because we have 11 official languages.
Yes.
So you can mix in languages from your home, or words from your home language with English, with whatever other languages you speak, and make up a really strong passphrase that way.
Definitely. Jan, I could talk to you all day. Really appreciate your time. And I think this also comes at a very critical time for us as South Africans because the festive season's around the corner, right? People might have their phones being hacked, banking accounts, emails, confirming OTPs that they never actually asked for. So this also heightens the level of, awareness that we need to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Now is the time to be extra sharp on your cybersecurity.
Yeah. Definitely. If you haven't updated your password, do be sure to do it. Jan Vermeulen, always a pleasure speaking to you, sir, editor of My Broadband. Thanks again, Jan.
My pleasure. It's a pleasure. Have a great evening.
Likewise. Indeed, that's where we leave it for Kaya Biz tonight. And I believe a very important conversation that we've just had, especially when it comes to access to information, whether it's your social media account, your emails, your device, your banking app, you really need to make sure that you do, create complex passwords. And as has been mentioned, just make it a phrase, something complex that's not easy to guess. So don't tell people, 2309. We all know that's my birthday. Now you know if you didn't know. And it's not my password. But that's the point. It has to be something that's difficult to guess. If not, old school, write it down, put it somewhere, memorize it. But also don't write it down in a place that's easy to find for other people to hack into your device or account. But a password manager is really one of the safest and easiest way to actually effectively manage it. That's where we leave it for Kaya Biz this evening. It's been amazing being with you. Thank you so much for your voice notes and your feedback. Even if you were just listening and absorbing the information that we shared with you tonight, you are appreciated. Tomorrow we do it all over again, keeping you updated with the latest business and financial news. And Marco, you shared a WhatsApp talking about financial results, and you said the Rolls Royce show. Listening to the show feels like sitting at the rear end of a Rolls Royce. Well, you're right about that. And on results, as you mentioned, you do prefer seeing financials in South African rands versus British pounds, like Investec, or even dollars, as we saw, take a lot. But from our Rolls Royce to yours, Marco, we'll see you tomorrow evening.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.